Hello everyone, welcome to another podcast of Success Begins with Sheetla. And in this podcast, I'm not going to talk about success tips and how you can grow yourself. But in this podcast, I'm going to talk about rather a very deep and, intriguing story and intriguing journey for me that has been in past few months during this lockdown and COVID crisis. So, in this podcast, I will summarize that what was my experience and how I felt about all these events and all these, fear, all these fake news, all these media bullshit. So, in this podcast, it is going to be more kind of personalized thing. So, if you're okay with this, then stick to this podcast. Otherwise, you can choose not to listen to this. There are other podcasts on my channel. You can also listen to them. So, when it begins, I was in my college and suddenly I heard this news that everyone is evacuating the hostel and everyone wants to leave. Everyone is going to their hometown. Everyone is going to their home, and we have to evacuate the hostels in next 2 to 3 days. And it was kind of a bad dream for me, and I was expecting that once I'll get up, everything will be gone. But it was not. It was a reality, and it suddenly hits me, and now we have to face this. Now we have to go to our hometown. We have to leave all these hostel and exams and classrooms, everything. And we were about to have our internships, but it didn't happen. We have to leave because obviously the corona crisis was hitting. So we thought that it is only till 31st March. This story is happening on 14th or 15th of March, and the announcement was that colleges will be shut for 31st, like since 31st March, and after that you can come. So we did minimum packing and then left for the home. It was very unusual experience, seeing whole college is going, seeing everyone is leaving for their home. And so anyhow, I went through that, and it was a kind of unease feeling, but somehow we went through that. And then suddenly we came to realize that it's not over. It is going to stay with us for a longer period of time. And at that point, I started asking question to myself that how I am going to spend all these days, how I am going to spend this quarantine period, how I'm going to utilize it to its maximum benefit. And then answer came that as a human being, only one thing that you can do is do better. Do better every single time. If you can do better, you should do better. If you could do better, you should do better. So I was, at that time, I had no former internship and nothing whatsoever. So I started applying to the companies in the data science and machine learning resume, and I got one offer from a company called Ultra Instinct. But when I started working with those guys, I felt that it's not my cup of tea to work in this high pressure environment and to handle those 1 hours of meeting and explaining my code, all those shit. I didn't like that. So I decided that I will quit, because I was good at that, but I wasn't enjoying that. So at that point of time, I realized that because I had a good influence of Mr. Ankur Variku on me, and I watched a TED talk of his in which he was explaining that something you're good at and something you like or you are comfortable with can be both two different things. So, and I realized that as well, that I was good at machine learning and AI stuff, but I wasn't liking that. So I left the job after 2 weeks, and then I started wondering that what I can do with the skill I have. And if you ask what skill I have, I literally have no idea what do I do. You know, I know a little bit of coding, I know a little bit of programming, I know a little bit of machine learning and data deep learning, data science, and I do net you know, social media marketing. I have some experience in content creation. I have some experience in public speaking. All these things, you know, combined on me, and I was thinking that there is no job for me for a guy with such diverse set of skill set. Nobody will hire you. So the next best thing you can do, if nobody is going to hire you, you're going to be your own employer, you know. So I started hiring myself. That's a cute story, but it's true. When nobody is hiring you, then you have to be your own employer. You have to hire yourself. You have to work for yourself. So I started looking out on the internet for the opportunities that I could grab, that I can work for those organizations or for those individuals. So I met with two interesting people, one Mr. Ankur Variku and one Mr. Nishal Gaba, and both guys wanted to use my different set of skill. Ankur wanted to use my distribution, social media distribution skill, and Nishal wanted to use my AI and ML and content creation skill. So I went for to work with those guys, and I started working on both two jobs, and you know, it changed me completely. The guy I used to be 3 months before, I'm not that guy anymore. I have different set of capabilities, I have different thinking process, I have different mindset, I have different point of view about things, I have different angle of seeing the things, I have different angle of working on myself, working on something else. I developed the strong ability to communicate using written words. I developed a skill to communicate using documents. I developed a skill to develop complex business ideas, complex business processes, and this all attributes to Mr. Ankur Variku. He worked with me. He forced me to do those things by asking really good questions, by forcing me through a proper processes, and it was a very good experience for me. And in last 1.5 month, I attended his Future Co-Founder series, in which I learned a lot about idea generation, finding co-founder, making your team, building an MVP, marketing that, all these things that are related to startup, ESOPs, and legal structure of a company, all these things. So, and I'm definitely sure that I made this whole 2 to 3 months of a time period very valuable and impactful for me. And I'm really happy that it happened, because this whole pandemic situation forced me to stay at one place and use my creativity, use my ability to do what I can do, to make money, to learn, to establish myself, to be with my family, to discover something about me. I also, explored some of my spiritual things. I also explored some of my, I also was some courses in Coursera related to psychology, modern psychology, Buddhism, meditation, yoga. So it was a whole lot of good experience for me, except I missed my friends, and I missed going out, but it's okay, you have to adjust. So today is, I think, 6th of June, and from last, I don't remember, maybe 2 to 3 months, I never recorded a podcast, but I think I should do it regularly, because it helps you to think widely, it helps you to think a bigger perspective, because nowadays, those social media 1 minute shit is not, it's not enough to express some ideas in a full passion, in a full good manner. You have to be precise, concise. You have to trim out the information, and that gets your masses not in the right way that you expected it to go. So I hope I talked enough in this podcast, and I will leave it here. So thank you for being with me, and have a good day. Thank you.